This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are a whole bunch of ways that a company can boost shareholder value, to continue with our series here for a bit. It can invest in new products. It can buy another company and its products. It can raise prices. It can cut expenses. Also, and increasingly, companies can buy back their own shares. In the 6 years right after the financial crisis, American companies bought almost $3 trillion worth of their own shares back off the market. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains how those buybacks work and who benefits.
It's 2007, and William McCombs' company suddenly finds itself with $100 million.
We had sold some assets, and we had an inflow of cash.
McCombs was CEO of Liz Claiborne, Inc. at the time. It's now called Kate Spade. And he and his board had to figure out what to do with this money.
We had a number of options.
They could have bought more companies, but they wanted to get away from that. Research and development is a thought, but...
We were an apparel company. We don't have research and development.
They could have done nothing, of course.
Hold the cash, sit on it.
But in the end, they spent the money on buying themselves.
The decision that we made as a board was to actually return some cash to shareholders via a share buyback.
The company bought its own stock, took those shares right off the market. S&P 500 companies spent $570 billion doing just this last year alone. The question is, why would a company do that?
Ostensibly, it benefits shareholders.
Stephen Davidoff Solomon is a professor at UC Berkeley School of Law. Buying up shares, he says, plays with a stock's supply and demand.
With less shares, the idea is that the price will go up.
Buybacks make the remaining shares more valuable, and they make a company's books look better. The company's earnings per share go up if there are fewer shares.
It's a financial trick.
Incidentally, a lot of executives are paid in stock options and get bonuses tied to stock prices. So if they drive up the price of stock, they take home more pay, especially when they sell the stock. And that brings up a really important feature of stock buybacks.
You get dividends for holding the stock. The only way you make money from stock buybacks is selling the stock.
William Lozanek is a professor of economics at UMass Lowell. He says the fact that you have to sell the shares to make the money attracts investors who are only interested in a company for the short term.
Hedge fund activists or shareholder activists.
So-called activist investors, he says, will look for companies with lots of cash. They'll buy stock in these companies and then raise hell until the company buys back shares. Then the stock price goes up and the investors cash out.
Shareholder activists love stock buybacks because it's a great way of taking money out of companies.
2015 saw an all-time high for the number of activist campaigns pressuring companies to return cash to shareholders. It's money, Lozanek says, that could be used for other things, like investing in the company and its employees.
Higher wages, more stable employment, better benefits, that's where middle class comes from.
McCombs, the CEO, he actually agrees that companies buying back their own stock can benefit and attract short-term investors.
More times than not in the last 10 years, it's been in response to short-term activists that have been jumping in and wanting to stimulate and create value and get out.
But he says the prevailing philosophy, including the one that drove his own buyback, is that if your company has extra cash, you should give it to shareholders and do it in the most effective way you can. It's a fundamental difference in worldview compared with people like Bill Lozanek.
It really is an idiotic ideology that you run the company for the people who matter least, the people who can get in and out of the company quickest and for whom that is often their only goal.
But ideology aside, shareholders vote. And if an executive doesn't give big investment funds what they want, that executive can be gone. McCombs says it's not inherently bad to give money to shareholders through a stock buyback, but he's actually not a big fan of how they're playing out these days. And as for his $100 million buyback back in 2007, he kind of regrets it.
The world changed dramatically in late 2008, as we now know. And it sure, it would have been much better for us and frankly our shareholders had we not returned the money via a share repurchase.
Over the 2 years following his buyback, the S&P 500 fell 50%. Now, stock market collapses aren't typical, but markets do go up and down. And coincidentally, companies spend the most on buybacks when the market is high and companies are flush. It's the same issue facing anyone lucky enough to have extra cash. Watch what you do with it, because you never know when you're going to need it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.